Special announcement today here on your radio. Big Jake here with you. Got a couple of special in-studio guests, our presenting sponsors of the 16th annual Letters of Thanksgiving. We've got Sandy Sinnott in here from Heritage Woods of Mount Vernon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in. And Tony Wilt, your state farm agent in Mount Vernon. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jake.
Glad to have you both in here because the day has finally come, guys. We are announcing our Letters of Thanksgiving. Do you guys know how many letters we had come in by chance? Do you have a guess?
We do not.
Okay. You have a guess? Either of you?
1,000.
If you're too high, then that's going to look really bad. But if you're close, then that's good, you know.
500.
What do you think, Tony?
69.
No. We had just under 1,300 letters this year. That's a rough estimate.
Woo! I was going to say 1,000.
Yeah, and it almost always happens to where we get through Thanksgiving and then a few more come in the mail or something. So I would imagine we'll be pretty close to 1,500 letters. So thank you both, Heritage Woods of Mount Vernon and Tony, for both of you guys for being a supporter of the Letters of Thanksgiving. Now, Sandy, you guys came in, I think this is like one of the first few years that Heritage Woods has done this, right?
Yeah, that, to my knowledge, yeah.
Yeah, what kind of brought you to the idea to you know, sponsor this thing? Where does it line up with what Heritage Woods does for, you know, community members?
Well, we're doing the videos for our seniors, why they're thankful. So I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. So for me, it was just being able to be a part of hearing what the little ones are thankful for. It's such a drastic, you know, difference, but just so important that we just know and we can listen to them and they have a way to just tell us, you know, it's just neat to know what they're thankful for.
Yeah, absolutely. Tony, for you and I, we had a long conversation leading up to, you know, you coming on board for this thing. What kind of made you decide to do something, you know, be a part of this?
Well, if you think back or look back to the things that I support here in the community, kids is really at the center of it. I do a lot of with the high school sports. I do a lot with Toys for Kids, with CASA, and to me, Letters of Thanksgiving is just a great compliment to showcasing some of our students here in the area and learning about what they're thankful for.
Yeah, and it's fun to, I don't know if you guys have had a chance to listen and, you know, hear some of the letters that we read, but we get them from all over, you know, all over Southern Illinois, all over the 618, and everybody's story is just a little bit different, you know, and we'll see that in a couple of these letters that we're going to read here. Our two winners, our K through 4th and 5th through 8th winner. We're going to have that announcement coming up for you, and Tony and Sandy are going to read each of the winners and talk a little bit about that. But, you know, for you, Tony, last year we just celebrated, you know, 15 years in business, and you'd been doing it for even longer than that, and your team has been with you for even longer than that. But for you guys, what's kind of next? What kind of comes up? You know, obviously insurance is always happening, right?
Well, it's one of the few things that, you know, the state says that you have to have. And so we're blessed to be able to offer that, you know, a national company here in a local setting. And so we will continue to do that. I have no end in sight. My team is committed to what we do for the community and serving and helping people. That's really the source of really what we do. I mean, we just help people every day.
Yeah, and I know, Sandy, Heritage Woods has got all kinds of stuff coming up, don't they? I mean, the holidays is where it kind of picks up big time for
it's
you guys.
Been a little busy, yeah. So we just gave our Thanksgiving dinners away yesterday to two winners from our Facebook social media campaign, and it was a lot of fun just seeing the winners. We got their pictures, and we're going to post those today. But the big thing is the Santa to a senior, and we've got almost all but maybe two of our seniors adopted out to the community, so that's going to be a really, really fun time watching them open things on their wish list that they put into Santa's mailbox.
There's all kinds of stuff going on. I know some of that we have on our community calendar, of course. There's nothing else, guys. I think we ought to read some letters. I think we ought to announce some winners.
So. Right, let's
go in chronological order here. Who's got the K through 4th winner?
I have
you.
That.
Tony's got the K through 4th winner. I'll announce it, and Tony's going to read the letter for you. K through 4th winner on our Letters of Thanksgiving. It's a 4th grader, so right at the edge there, from Woodlawn Grade School. Adelie is our winner. So congratulations to Adelie. She is the winner there of the Letters of Thanksgiving, K through 4th, classroom party, all that good stuff. And Tony, would you mind reading the letter for us?
Certainly. I am thankful for my mom because she is so helpful around the house and she cooks for my family dinner every day. I am also thankful for my family because they are also helpful and sometimes can be a bit crazy. But I love crazy and that's why I fit in with my family. I am thankful for my friends too because they care about me and support me when I am having a bad day. They tell me so many funny jokes. It always makes my day. I am also thankful for my teachers because they are so nice and beautiful and handsome. Well, that is what I think, and if I do not have them, we would not have any school today. I am also thankful for trees because if they were not there, we would not be able to breathe today. I am so thankful for the street signs, or we would crash every time we go out for groceries. I am also thankful for my birthday, because that is the day that I was born, and I was also the first girl born in my family. I am thankful for books, so I can read and learn about stuff. Then I can get smarter every time I read a book. So that is all I am thankful for.
Absolutely. That's good stuff
that's
there.
Awesome.
That's really good. And that's just kind of, that's where it goes, you know, with letters of Thanksgiving. So congratulations to Adelie, a fourth grader at Woodlawn Grade School, the winner of our K through fourth. Now we have a fifth through eighth winner. And the things that these students will win is not just prize packs for them, for those that don't know. We also throw them a big classroom party. We bring food, all of our other great sponsors, which we'll mention later on this morning. But they come together along with, you know, Tony Wilt, State Farm, and Sandy, and the folks at Heritage Woods of Mount Vernon all come together, and we throw them a big classroom party. That way, it's more than just the, you know, the kids being celebrated. So we can't wait to do that a little bit closer to Christmas time. We'll be telling folks about that, taking pictures. You can keep an eye on that on our Facebook page. But next up, Sandy, you ready for the fifth through eighth winner?
I think so.
We got an eighth grader at Rome Grade School. Miss Shelby is the winner of the fifth through eighth grade category for letters of Thanksgiving. And Sandy, if you're ready,
okay.
we gave you the tough one, but that's
you did.
Okay.
You did.
Whenever you're ready, read Shelby's letter for us.
All right. It says, I am thankful for my grandma. When I was five, I lived with my parents. They fought a lot, and they were always in their room. I hardly ever had food. When I turned seven, it all changed. I went to stay with my grandma. About a year later, my dad went to prison. Then he divorced my mom. Then my mom went to prison. That's when my dad got his life on track and my grandma adopted me.
Hmm.
My mom got out, but soon later was back in prison. Then my sister moved 3 hours away with my dad. She was my only friend. She is one of the only people I could talk to. I am very thankful for a lot of things, but my grandma is the biggest one.
Mm. Mm. Really good stuff. And good support system. And we're glad that Shelby was brave enough to write us that letter and send it in.
Yeah.
And I think everybody here, whenever we decided, you know, we all got together to kind of look at the letters and decide on a winner, we were all like, well, I think this one is a pretty good option. You know, it was starred from the very beginning. So that is our that's our fifth through eighth winner, Shelby, an eighth grader at Rome Grade School. Our K through fourth winner at Woodlawn Grade School is a fourth grader, Adelie. So we thank them for sending their letters, and we'll be in touch with your teachers and your principals and get everything worked out for your classroom party coming up. We're gonna have all kinds of good stuff from our other sponsors. We got Culver's of Mount Vernon, Casa Raya, Excel Bottling Company, The Picket Fence, Yell and Helen's Glassmasters, and Ringside Buffet Event Catering all coming together for the upcoming parties for our 16th annual Letters of Thanksgiving. Over 1,200 letters sent in, almost 1,300 letters, and we'll have a few more coming in. We'll read a few more the next few days just to try to highlight a few students from around the area. But congrats to our winner, K through fourth, Adelie from Woodlawn Grade School, a fourth grader, and fifth through eighth winner, Shelby, an eighth grader at Rome Grade School, our two winners of Letters of Thanksgiving. Tony Wilt at State Farm, thank you so much for being a sponsor.
You got it.
And thank you for coming in this morning and announcing the winners. We appreciate it.
You got it, sir.
And Sandy, of course, at Heritage Woods of Mount Vernon, thank you for also being a sponsor, and thank you for coming in this morning.
Our pleasure. You're welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.